Dhyaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Pariva Chakacharya Astotara Sata Sri Shriman His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai ISKCON Founder Acharya His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Hari Nam Sankirtan Ki Jai Sisi Radha Kunja Bihari Ji Ki Jai Sisi Jagannath Baladev Lady Subhadra Maharani Ki Jai Sisi Nitai Gaur Chandra Ki Jai Sri Lakshmi Nisringa Bhagavan Ki Jai Sri Palad Maharaj Ki Jai Nitai Gopremanandi Glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to the assembled devotees. Glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Devi Rudavani Pucharine. Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Pastyatya De Satarne. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. It's a continuation with the discussion on how to remove anarthas, Krishna killing the various demons of Sri Vrindavan Dham. Before I start, and we've been passing out various sheets with the listing of the anarthas on them.
Ova dva papira na kojima su navedene anarte.
Is there anyone who didn't get the
these sheets? Ima neko u publici koji nije dobio.
It has the four categories of anartas.
Četiri kategorije anarte su navedene.
And the four subcategories of the four categories. Plus the different
kategorija.
Stages of how anartas are removed. So we have that many left. So whoever needs one.
Uništavaju te anarte, pa ukoliko je nekom, ukoliko neko treba, tristo je može ih sada dobiti.
So, we spoke about Krishna killing Bakasura, Vatsasura,
Denukasura,
Balaram killing Denukasura,
Balaram
killing Palambasura,
Krishna
chastising Kaliya,
Krishna
killing Putana witch.
Krishna je ubio vješticu Putanu.
So we've been doing, and many, each of these demons represent
svaki od tih demona predstavlja
different anartas.
Različite anarte.
And I have another sheet with all the demons listed.
Imam još jedan
that are mentioned.
List papira na
these demons with the different
demoni,
anartas,
ti demoni različite anarte
they're found in Srila Bhakti Vinoda course.
Sve se to može naći.
Chaitanya Shikshamrita.
U Chaitanya Shikshamriti koji je napisao Bhaktivinoda.
How many of you read Chaitanya Shikshamrita?
Koji od vas pročitao Chaitanya Shikshamrita?
One,
Niko?
Two,
jedan, dva.
That's all?
To je sve.
Srila Prabhupada said that
Prabhupada je rekao da
Chaitanya Shikshamrita
Chaitanya Shikshamrita
the another book by Srila Bhaktivinoda
Jaivadharma
is must reading for devotees.
Obavezno. Obavezno štivo
he said we should,
za bhakte.
He said if you want to know the science
ako želite znati
of Krishna consciousness you
Krishna,
must read Jaiva Dharma
and
Chaitanya Shikshamrita. So it's translated into English, but I don't know if it's translated into
prevedeno je na engleski,
Croatian or local languages.
Ne znam da li je prevedeno na
hrvatski
ili na druge jezike. Možda je engleski primjerak uzeti.
At the end of the class,
na kraju predavanja,
I'll pass out one more sheet, which has the names of the different demons,
and also the different anarthas they represent. I imena demona i također anarthi koji ti demoni predstavljaju.
So you can keep that for your record.
I to možete čuvati za sebe.
So four categories of anarthas.
Četiri kategorije anarthi znači postoje.
Who remembers what is one category with the four subcategories?
Ko se sjeća jedne kategorije sa četiri
podkategorije?
Koja je jedna kategorija anarte?
There's four categories. So what's
četiri,
one of them?
Četiri kategorije anarte imamo.
Anyone?
Bilo tko?
Offenses. What are the four types of offenses?
Ko se četiri vrste uvreda? Koje možemo? Svetom imenu?
Offenses to the holy name. Offenses of other living entities
drugim
besides devotees. Offenses in deity worship and offenses to Vaishnavas. Four categories of offenses.
Četiri kategorije uvreda, znači.
What's another category with the four categories?
Koja je još jedna kategorija unutar tih četiri kategorija? Yeah.
Weaknesses of the heart, which are categories as impious, what
znači,
are those?
Nepobožnost, koje su to četiri podkategorije?
Pratishta? Pratishta means desire to be worshipped, right?
Znači želja da budemo
or fame, the desire for fame, yeah.
Želja za slavom.
Desire for fame. Want to become famous as a devotee.
Slavni, kao bakt.
What else?
Šta drugo?
Attachment to things unrelated to Krishna.
Vezano za stvari koje su
nevezane za Krishna. Attachments to things unrelated to Krishna consciousness.
Vezano za stvari koje nisu povezane sa
Krishna. Attached to smoking, attached to drinking.
Vezano za
pušenje. Something that is cannot
alcohol,
be at all connected to Krishna consciousness.
Za ono što se ne može ni na koji način povezati sa svjesnošću Krishna.
Attached to what else? I don't know. Mostly sinful activities.
Vezano za ono što uglavnom nazivamo grijesne.
What's another one?
Aktivnosti.
We just said that.
Upravo smo govorili o tome.
Envy. Envious of other living entities, envious of Krishna.
One more. Drugim živim bićima, zavist prema Krishna.
Deceitfulness and fault finding. Yeah. These are the four weaknesses of heart.
To su četiri slabosti srca.
These are considered impious.
I to se smatra.
Weakness of heart means
slabost srca.
I know it's wrong.
Znači, znam da je krivo.
I can't give it up.
Ali ne mogu ga se odreći.
That means the heart is not strong enough, or the desire is not strong enough to overcome it.
Želja nije dovoljno velika da bi se nadišla ta slabost.
There's two more categories. What's another category?
Da li možete se sjetiti?
Pious activities. The four anarthas that come by way of pious activities. Desire to become a great mystic. To have mystic powers. To be able to manipulate the material energy. Desire for liberation. What else? To go to heaven.
Odlazak u raj.
To go to the heavenly planet, Svarga Loka. To enjoy like Indra.
Uživati kao Indra.
What else? One more.
Još je.
Desire to have desire for material things.
Posjeduje
materialne
stvari. Material
things, sense gratification.
Osjetilno uživanje.
Material opulence, yeah.
Materialno obilje.
And the last category is
i zadnja kategorija
philosophical misunderstandings. So what are the four philosophical misunderstandings?
Koje su četiri filozofske pogreške ili krivo shvaćanje.
Not understanding Mayavadi, you know, misunderstanding of Mayavadi philosophy. You hear Mayavadi philosophy and you become attracted to it. Čujemo
filozofiju i privučeni smo njome, na primjer.
What's another, a lack of philosophical understanding about what?
To je znači nedostatak.
By the process of devotional service. I don't know how to execute devotional service.
Ne znam kako sprovoditi posvećeno služenje, to je anarta.
What's another one?
Još jedna anarta, koja je druga anarta?
Misunderstanding about our own identity.
Krivo shvaćanje našeg istinskog identiteta.
I think I'm this body.
Mislim da sam
ovo tijelo. Or I know I'm not this body, but I think I'm this mind.
Znam da sam ovo tijelo, ali mislim da sam ovo um.
Also more subtle, I think I'm the mind.
To je nešto
we're not the body, the mind
um.
Is part of the body,
tijelo,
the subtle body is still
tijela,
part of the body.
Subtilno tijelo, ali još uvijek dio tijela.
And the last one is philosophical misunderstandings about the identity of Krishna.
Krivo razumijevanje
no, not understanding Krishna's position.
Ne shvaćamo Krishna's
so these are the 16 anartas.
To znači 16 anarte.
So today we'll talk about one demon.
Govorite o jednom demonu.
Maybe two. His name is Sakatasura.
On se zove Sakatasura.
Sakatasura represents a load-carrying mentality arising out of old and new bad habits from this life and previous life. He represents laziness, lethargy, dullness, and false pride.
I lažni ponos.
Krishna removes this contamination by kicking it
ovu,
aside.
Šutnovši je sa strane.
Who is Sakatasura? According to Garga Samhita, he had a body that was made of air.
On je imao tijelo
he tried to make the cart
zraka.
Fall on Lord Krishna's head.
Od, ne znam od čega.
In his previous life he was a demon, the son of Hiranyaksha named Utkacha. He went to the hermitage of Lomasa Muni and broke some trees there and was cursed to become bodiless. He had a very huge body. He then fell at the Muni's feet and begged for mercy. The Muni told him that in his next Manvantara he would be touched by the foot of the Lord and would be liberated. So we know the story. While Krishna evolved, they were celebrating the birth ceremony of Krishna. Krishna was 1 year old.
Krishna, imao godinu dana.
Krishna was underneath a cart.
Krishna
in a cart
je ležao
was a big cart.
Kolica, bila,
Oops. And the cart had all the little baby, and he was 1 year old, and he was underneath this huge cart. Now, during the ceremony, everyone was thinking, oh, Krishna is safe, he's underneath the cart, and he's in a very safe place. But then, what happened was, Krishna started kicking the cart. And as he was kicking the cart started to shake, and then the wheel broke, and the wheel fell down and crashed. And then all the pots and all the utensils went all over the place. Everybody got worried. They jumped up. What happened to Krishna? Is he okay? And they were really concerned, and they ran over there. And although the cart was broken, the wheel was falling down, and everything was all over the place, Krishna was still safe. So everyone, how did it possible this could happen? That's a big car. How could that just break? So no one could figure it out. But some of the young boys there, they said, oh, it was actually Krishna. He kicked it with his foot, and it fell. And there, some of the people said, no, how is it possible? These little boys are just making up stories. How could little baby Krishna, he's only 1 year old, break the cart? But he did. And that cart was actually a demon. The cart itself, the demon took the form of a cart. And he was going to kill Krishna, but Krishna knows everything. So Krishna just kicked it.
Krishna je jednostavno šutno.
And then the demon just went. The car crashed down and the demon died. The demon was made out of, he didn't have a body. So he took the form of a car as his body.
Imao tijelo I
and then when the car crashed, Krishna killed the demon.
I kada se kola slomila,
so,
Krishna na taj način ubio demona.
Krishna likes to kill demons.
Krishna znači voli ubijati demone.
Everything Krishna does, he enjoys.
Sve što Krishna radi, radi se užitkom.
Whether it's killing,
bez obzira da li se radi o ubijanju,
stealing,
ili od krađi.
You know, what else does he do?
Što drugo radi?
Huh? Oh, dancing. Everybody enjoys dancing. How many of you like dancing?
Yes. Everybody likes dancing, right?
Dancing, one, chanting, dancing, and prasadam. Feasting, yes, feasting. There's only three things that we were supposed to do. That we have to do. Chanting, dancing, and prasadam. And even if you can't dance, if you're, somehow your body is not working so good, you can dance in your heart. If you dance in your heart, that's the same thing. So, this demon, he represents these anarthas called laziness, dull-headedness,
tupost
and false pride.
I lažni ponos.
So, we know that to be a devotee,
znamo da biti bhakta,
you have to be intelligent.
Da biste bili bhakta, morate biti inteligentni.
And one devotee came to Prabhupada, he said, Prabhupada, I don't have any intelligence.
Nemam uopće mozga.
Prabhupada said, then if you don't have any intelligence, you have to take Krishna's intelligence or the spiritual master's intelligence. And by using that intelligence, you can become intelligent. So we say there's no disqualifications for devotional service. Even if you don't have good intelligence, still, if you adopt higher intelligence and apply that intelligence and use it, you become intelligent. The intelligence is available. All you have to do is take it.
You
just apply the knowledge to your understanding and practice that, and then you become intelligent.
There
was one devotee. Now, sometimes devotees get very nervous about speaking in public. So
there's
one devotee, he was asked to give a class. He didn't really want to give a class. So he decided, how am I going to give a class? I don't really know anything. So what he did, he had a little tape recorder. In those days there was no, you know, iPods. A little tape recorder. And he put some earphones in. And he covered the earphones with his hat. So no one could see it.
And then
he would push the button. And Prabhupada would say something. And then he'd stop it and he'd say it. And then he'd push the button again. And then Prabhupada would say something. And then he'd stop it. And then he would say that. Gave the whole class exactly the same words Prabhupada said. Everyone said, wow, that was a good class. If you can do it and get away with it. But that's intelligence, right? Intelligence means try to figure out how to serve despite all the difficulties. Always maintain some intelligence where the material energy or our own minds, either one, or other people somehow interfere with our service.
Znači postoje različiti problemi, prepreke na putu našeg služenja, inteligencija, so znači nadići te probleme.
So this demon,
znači,
he had no brains.
On nije imao baš puno mozga.
He was thinking he can kill Krishna.
Mislio je da može ubiti Krishna.
So here he represents
ovdje
old and new bad habits.
On predstavlja sve
sometimes
loše
we get a bad
navike.
Habit.
Ponekad steknemo loše navike.
What's a bad habit?
Što loša
navika a habit
je,
that is
to je navika,
something that we've done
što,
and we can't get rid of. We know we don't like it.
Riješiti.
It's not good for us.
Iako nam se ne sviđa, znamo
but
da nije
still,
dobro za nas,
we do it anyway.
To radimo.
A habit.
Navika.
So how do you destroy
kako
bad habits?
Možete se riješiti loših navika.
With good habits.
Ili dobrih navika.
You replace the good ones
aha, sa
the bad
navikama,
ones with the good
sa dobrim
ones.
Navikama.
And by replacing the old ones,
zamijenimo just like navike s dobrim navikama.
I might have a bad habit
što, na primjer, ja mogu imati
of criticizing
naviku,
devotees
da
or finding
bakte,
fault with devotees.
Ili nalazim,
I can't stop,
vidim nedostatke u
even though I know it's
greške.
Wrong.
Ne mogu stati,
just,
čekaj,
my mind
da
is like that.
Krivo. Jednostavno mi je
okay. So instead of finding
redu,
fault with devotees, every
greške,
time you see a devotee, just think of all the good, their good qualities, or start praising devotees instead of finding fault. Oh, my mind is falling fault. Let me praise. Oh, I'm thinking of critical. Let me find something to say nice.
Okay.
So one bad habit gets replaced by a good habit. And then that becomes the habit. And then we actually become Krishna conscious. Dullness.
Tupost.
How come, what is dullness?
Šta tupost znači?
Sometimes we used to say, devotee, you're spaced out, Prabhu.
Bhakti da je spaced out.
Remember that old saying, spaced out? We still say it. That means you're in another space.
Fraze, spaced out.
Not this space, but another space.
To znači da nismo u ovom prostoru.
Or lost in space.
Već u drugom prostoru, kao izgubljenu prostoru.
Mind is going.
To znači da um ide.
You're just traveling throughout the universe, okay, and coming back.
And
stopping
se,
for a while in the present,
kratko,
and going again.
I onda eto ga ponovo idem.
Just keep going.
Nastavlja putovati.
Dullness and false pride. What's false pride? Is there real pride? Can a devotee have pride?
Ponos?
Can
da li
he have real pride?
Može biti ponosan? Da li postoji istinski?
What's real pride?
Pozitivni ponos.
To be proud of Krishna.
To znači biti ponosan na Krishnu.
To be proud that I'm
biti ponosan
a servant of Krishna.
Na to što sam ja Krishnin sluga.
It's real pride. I am Krishna's servant. I am nobody else's servant but Krishna's. Or I'm a servant of Krishna and Krishna's devotees.
I Krishnih bhakta.
That's not wrong to have to be proud of that. Because
nije loše biti
that pride is
ponosan na to,
is the mercy of the Lord.
Jer taj ponos je milost gospodina.
It's because of the mercy of the Lord.
Jer zbog milosti gospodina.
Well, what is false pride? Pride because maybe I have some money, I'm wealthy. Pride because I'm good looking. Pride because I'm good at doing things. Pride because I'm
ili zato što
I've been born in a good family.
Sam rođen u dobroj obitelji.
Pride based on the body or the mind, something material, something external, something that is not related to our spiritual life.
Nešto što nije povezano sa našim duhovnim životom.
And why is it false?
To je lažni ponos. A zašto ga nazivamo lažnim?
How does the word false fit into
se riječ lažno
our definition of how we understand things?
U naše shvaćanje u definiciju toga kako mi shvaćamo stvari.
Temporary.
Privremeno.
So false and temporary
znači,
are pretty much synonymous, so they mean the same. So any pride that one has in something
znači,
that is temporary is false because it can't last.
U vezi nečega što je privremeno,
and of course it creates this illusion.
Lažni, zato što neće trajati i zato što stvara
the more
iluziju.
Material what we say boons you have, the more easy it is to become proud. If you don't have any intelligence, if you're not so good looking, if you can't do things,
ako niste
if you're poor,
ako niste prelijepi, ako ne možete, ako
there's nothing to be proud of, right?
Ako ste siromašni, nemate na što biti ponosni, zar ne?
Or maybe you can find something to be proud of.
Možda ipak ćete iznaći nešto na
but when you have a lot,
then
you have to be careful
toga,
not to be proud.
Onda trebate biti ponosni da pažljivi da ne postanete ponosni.
There was one,
bio jednom jedan,
one very famous actress.
Jako, je bila jedna slavna glumica.
And she was from Paris, France. This was
Francuski
way back in the 1950s and 1960s.
To je bilo u 1950,
her name was Brigitte Bardot.
Brigitte Bardot.
You remember her?
Sjećate ju se?
Don't remember her.
Neki se ne sjećaju tega.
Not supposed to.
Anyway, she was quite attractive
physically.
And
she would make her money and she would be famous because of her physical beauty. One day, when she was about 50 years old, she looked in the mirror and she had the shock of her life. Terrible shock.
Ужасен шок.
She saw some wrinkles coming up.
Как се появляю?
And they were indicating that her beauty was going.
И оне су назначало.
Because she lived so much based on her physical beauty, her whole life was based on that. Everything. She had such a bad experience when she realized her beauty was going. She no longer went out in public. She stopped going out in public. Her whole life changed. She just said, I'm not going out anymore. So when people become so attached to something material, and then when it's taken away, which it will be, then they have such a bad experience in life. So we shouldn't be attached to anything. So whatever we have, we should be happy that Krishna has given to us, but we shouldn't be proud because of it. Because it'll be taken away. The fact, as a devotee, when you become proud of something, you know what? Krishna takes it away. Just to show you,
ha-ha,
you think you're so great. Well, Haribol. You don't need this anymore.
He
takes it away. So this mentality of laziness, dull-headedness, false pride, it can be removed by the process of devotional service. People were asking me a couple of days ago, or even yesterday in classes, what do we do when we're lazy? How do we get over laziness? Work hard. Volunteer to do service. Chant more rounds, read more books, do something, or associate with people who are enthusiastic. That helps you overcome laziness. Laziness is a bad disease. When you become lazy, you become critical. When you become critical, you become offensive. When you become offensive, you fall down. So laziness leads to criticism. Because the mind is not happy. A lazy person is an unhappy person. They think that by doing less, they can become happy. We told the story yesterday of the lazy person.
Should I tell it again?
How many of you remember the story I told, the lazy person? Some of you didn't hear it. There was one kingdom where one minister, everyone is coming to the minister saying, we want some food, we want some place to stay. And he was feeding them, giving them place to stay. Then he told the king what was happening. The king said, well, this is not good. The king said, let's make a plan. Anyone can come and get free food and a place to stay if they're truly lazy. They have to sign a paper that I am lazy.
So,
sometimes we become a devotee because we're lazy, right? We don't want to work. I was thinking like that. When I first joined the Hare Krishna movement, I was thinking, I don't like to work. I'll just become a devotee. And then I thought, I won't go to the city temples, I'll go to New Vrindavan, the farm community, because in the farm, it's nice, beautiful countryside, I can meditate and look at the stars at night, and just relax, and maybe pet the cows every once in a while, ride the horses, you know. I was really, really, really lazy. Still am. I try to hide it, though. So I said,
I rekao sam,
if you go to the city temples, you have to do book distribution. And
gradove,
the cities are so full of noise.
Trebam dijeliti
knjige. Let me just go to the,
a gradovi su
to the
tako
farms.
Puni ovaj,
so I went to the farm community.
Otići ću u farmu.
Immediately they,
na
they put me to work, gave me some hard work to do.
I otišao sam na farmu i odmah su mi dali puno
posla. I was working all day, day and night,
working
hard.
Teško sam radio.
This is a problem.
Mislio sam, ovo je sad problem već.
But after a while I started to like it.
Nakon nekog vremena mi se počelo sve to sviđati.
So laziness, it's really a bad disease.
Zaista teška bolest.
So this minister, he starts
minister,
saying, okay, anyone
rekao,
who wants free food,
dobro,
place to stay,
hranu,
you have to sign this paper that you're lazy. So people
ovaj
are coming saying we're lazy. So this whole, they built this big, big, big hall, big house.
Veliku,
and all the people were living
dvoranu,
there, they were getting free food and sleeping there,
živjeli,
doing nothing.
Spavali,
and then
onda,
the king said to the minister, now set it on
sada
fire.
Zapali tu kuću.
When all the people were inside.
I svi,
so he set it on fire.
Unutra,
everybody ran out.
Vatru. I svi su pobjegli.
Except two men.
Osim dvi,
and one said to the
osobe.
Other,
jedan je rekao drugome,
you know,
znaš,
it's getting hot in here.
Postaje ovdje vruće.
The other one said,
a drugi je
that's
rekao,
okay, just turn over on the other
ma,
side,
problema.
You won't feel it so much.
Okreni se na drugu stranu, nećeš osjećati toliko toplinu.
Prabhupada tells this story. He said,
Prabhupada priča tu priču.
The king said, these men are truly
rekao,
lazy, you can feed them. When it comes to your own self-interest,
hraniti.
We're not lazy.
Ali kada do, znači, kad naš
sometimes when it comes to
interest,
Krishna's interest, we become a little lazy.
Krishna, right? Posla, onda znamo biti lijenim.
So laziness
lijenost
is really
zaista,
only something when we don't see the value of something, then we won't become
znači
enthusiastic to get it.
Istinu vrijedno,
never be lazy for
nečega,
Krishna consciousness.
Onda nismo nikad nemojte biti lijeni u vezi svjesnosti Krishna.
Lethargy.
Letargija.
Which demon would you like to discuss?
O kojem bi demonu željeli da govorimo?
Ah, how about Casey? The Casey što, demon.
Aha, možemo o Keshiju govoriti.
Casey. Keshi represents the vanity of thinking, I am a great devotee and guru. Also the false ego arising from attachment, from wealth and material accomplishments. According to the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, in his last life he was Suparsloka, one of the brothers of the Gandharvas, who became Palamba and Bakasura. So there were three demons who were formerly Gandharvas. They became Palambasura, Bakasura, and Keshi. Keshi represents I am a great devotee and guru. And also attachment, false ego that comes from attachment, from wealth and material accomplishments. So Srila Prabhupada says, oh, the story of Keshi is really nice. Should I read it?
Da li da ju pročitam?
I can speak it, but I can read it also. I think I'll read it.
Ispričati, ali mogo bi
this is from the Krishna book. After
being
instructed by Kamsa,
nakon što ga je Kamsa uputio,
the demon Keshi assumed the form
Keshi
of a terrible horse. He entered the arena of
Vrindavan.
His great mane was flying and his hoofs were digging up the earth. He began to make a terrible sound which terrified the whole world. Krishna saw that the demon was terrifying all the residents of Vrindavan with his terrible sounds and his tail wheeling in the sky like a big cloud. Krishna could understand that the horse was challenging him to a fight. The Lord accepted his challenge and stood before the demon. As he called him to fight, the horse proceeded towards Krishna, making a horrible sound like a roaring lion. Keshi rushed towards Krishna with great speed and tried to trample him with his legs, which were strong, forceful, as hard as stone. Krishna, however, immediately caught hold of his legs and thus baffled him.
I na taj način spriječio.
Being somewhat angry, Krishna began to move around the horse.
On je postao ljutit, ali
after a few rounds, he threw him 100 yards away.
I nakon nekoliko tih okreta, bacio ga 100 metara daleko, kao što Garuda bacio veliku zmiju.
Thrown by Krishna, the horse immediately passed out. But after a little while, he regained consciousness with great anger and was rushed towards Krishna again, this time with his mouth open. As soon as Kesi reached Krishna, Krishna pushed his left hand into the horse's mouth. The horse felt great pain because the hand of Krishna fell to him just like a hot iron rod. Imagine that.
Whoa.
Then his teeth fell out. Didn't even have to go to a dentist. Krishna's hand within his mouth of the horse at once began to become bigger and bigger and bigger, and Krishna, Kesi was choking.
Njegova ruka je rasla, Krishna ruka je narasnala, a ovaj se gušio, Kesi.
That's Kesi's footprints, he's running. Making big sounds.
Ovo je kako Kesi trči i proizvodi.
As the horse began to suffocate, he was perspiring. And he began to throw his legs up in the air. At last his breath came and his eyeballs bulged out of his socket and he passed stool and urine simultaneously. Thus the vital fourth of his life expired. When the horse was dead, his mouth became loose and Krishna could take his hand out without difficulty. He did not feel any surprise that the Kesi demon was killed so easily, but the demigods were amazed, and out of their great appreciation, they offered Krishna flowers, and the cowherd boys chanted, "Well done, well done, well done, Hidibo, Krishna, he's our hero, well done, well done, well done." So when you want to control a horse, you control him by his mouth.
Ako želimo kontrolirati
Krishna,
konja,
Krishna knew that.
To radimo,
Krishna knows everything.
Usta. Krishna je to znao, Krishna zna sve.
So this is a beautiful pastime.
Ovo je jako divna zabava.
So, wealth, let's talk about money.
O, govorimo o novcu sada.
Let's talk about money.
Govorimo o novcu.
What are some of the material opulences that people can become attached to? They develop false ego and attachment to what? What are some of the things? We mentioned some of them. Fame is one. What else? The count of the... You become proud of your material opulences, possessions.
Yes.
Knowledge. You have some intelligence and you think you're great.
Imate mozga malo i mislite da ste
beauty.
Velika
somebody
osoba.
Said beauty.
Ljepota, neko je rekao ljepota.
Power, influence,
moć,
or maybe big muscles, right?
Možda ili veliki mišići, big, snažne mišići.
You see these guys, they work out and they have all these big muscles.
Tipove koji vježbaju i uvek imaju.
And the little mosquito comes along.
Mišiće. Onda dođe mali komarac i gotovo.
You get malaria and die.
Dobiju malariju, umru i tako.
Defeated by a mosquito.
Porazio ih komarac.
So what's good are your big muscles?
Od koje su koristi vaše velike mišiće?
It's explained in the 10th canto of Srimad
Bhagavatam
that of all the opulences that one can have, beauty, people are beautiful, people are intelligent, people are famous, people are well strong, but wealth,
ali bogatstvo,
wealth is the most greatest attachment. It's hard to get rid of the false pride that comes by being wealthy. Because a wealthy person thinks, I have achieved success. Therefore, I can do anything I want. I can go anywhere I want. I can get anything I want. And I can control people. Power comes with money, right? So much influence and power. Especially in today's society. Look who the people today who are considered to be great people. people with wealth, right?
To su bogati ljudi.
People who have a lot of money,
ljudi koji imaju puno novca,
considered to be
se
great
smatraju
people.
Velikim ljudima.
Hmm? So this attachment to wealth,
ta vezanost za bogatstvo,
and what did Krishna do?
Šta Krishna radi s time?
I'll give you another example,
to
another story.
Jedan primjer, još jednu priču.
Shows how when one is attached
pokazuje
to wealth,
kada je osoba
they lose
bogatstvo,
all their good qualities.
Onda destroy. Takva osoba gubi sve dobre
attachment
odlike.
To wealth brings 15 bad qualities.
Donosi 15 loših
15 bad qualities. It's mentioned in the story of the Avanti Brahman.
O Avanti Brahman.
I'll tell you about the Avanti Brahman.
The Avanti Brahman
was
Avanti
a Brahman.
Je bio Brahmana.
He was a merchant.
Bio
I mean,
trgovac.
He was wealthy.
Bogat
and he
bio.
Had a lot of money.
Imao je puno novca.
But he was a nasty person.
Ali bio je,
and nobody liked him.
Gadan tip, I nikoga
not
nije
even his
volio.
Family members.
Čak ni njegovi,
they just tolerated him because he was so wealthy.
Podnosili
su ga zato
što je bio bogat,
but they didn't like him. Nobody liked
njega,
him.
Ali nikoga nije volio,
but people
zaista.
Were fearful of him or respected
bojali,
him because of his wealth.
Ali su ga poštivali zato
then,
što imao pare.
By the arrangement of
I
providence,
onda,
or we might say by the arrangements of the Supreme Lord, he lost all his wealth.
Svevišnji gospodina mogli smo bismo reći
everything.
On je izgubio svo svoje bogatstvo, sve je izgubio.
His family members abandoned him.
Ostavili su ga
his
članovi
friends
familije,
him.
Njegovi prijatelji su ga napustili.
His enemies started to harass him now.
Neprijatelji su ga počeli sada maltretirati.
Nothing.
I on je bio ništa.
Nothing left.
Ništa mu nije ostalo.
But somehow or other he became peaceful
na
ovaj, and accepted
na neki način
it eventually
miran
as the mercy of the Lord and
became,
actually became Krishna conscious.
I postoje zapravo svjestan Krishna.
But it is attachment to wealth.
Ali ta vezanost
the real story
bogatstvo,
is how
priča,
what it causes people to do is the story
tome,
of Nalakuvara and Manigriva in the 10th canto.
Što bogatstvo čini ljudima
Nalakuvara and Manigriva were sons of
oni su bili
Kuvera.
Sinovi
Kuvera is the treasure
Kuvera
of the demigod. He is wealthy.
On je
he is so
bogat.
Wealthy
on je tako bogat,
that when Krishna,
da kada je Krishna
came to the material world
u materialni svijet,
there's a beautiful story how Lakshmi left Krishna in Vaikuntha and she came to the material world because she was unhappy because Bhrigu Muni kicked Lord Vishnu in the chest and she didn't like that so she left. And when she left, Krishna was thinking, what am I going to do without Lakshmi? She's my wife. So he came to the material world as a poor man. His name was Srinivas. There's a beautiful story how he's looking all over for her. Finally he finds her.
Ima ta lijepa priča kako je on traži
and
svugdje, kako
they want to get married.
Našo,
now she's the goddess of fortune.
Boginja,
Srinivas has no money.
Sreće,
he's Krishna,
bogatstva,
but
a
he's actually
para.
Vishnu. He has no money.
Vishnu.
So he doesn't know what to do.
Pare,
so he gets him advice, you should borrow some money from Kuvera.
Because
Kuvera is rich. So Krishna goes
Kuvere.
To Kuvera and says,
jer
Kuvera, you know, I want to have a nice wedding for Lakshmi and myself. Can you lend me the money?
And
Kuvera says, yes, I'll lend you the money, but with interest.
Ali s kamatom.
You have to pay it back not only the total, but I'm going to charge you interest. Krishna agreed.
Now,
that same Srinivas,
I ta isti Srinivas
actually manifested his form in the material world
se u materialnom svijetu
in one temple in India.
U jednom hramu u Indiji.
How many of you have been to Tirupati?
Koliko od vas je bilo u Tirupati?
Haribo. Krishna Shetrubu. Haribo. Thank you. Tirupati. Tirupati is the richest
Tirupati
temple
najbogatiji hram
practically on the planet, I guess.
No, na planeti, pretpostavljam.
And Srinivas became Balaji,
je postao Balaji,
who is Vantekeshwar, who is the deity in that temple. Now that temple,
u tom hramu,
they have a room that's about one-third of the size of this room,
koja je trećina veličina ove sobe,
where all day Brahmins just count money.
Brahmane samo broje novac.
You can see
radi.
It. It's a glass window,
možete
and they're
vidjeti,
sitting there, and there's money like stacks up like this. People give.
velike količine novca, tako puno novca dobijaju.
Now the reason why
is
that
je to tako,
Balaji, who was Srinivas, who borrowed the money from Kuvera, has to pay Kuvera back.
Mora vratiti Kuveri nazad.
So the pastime is that when you come there, you should give some money because you have to help Krishna pay back his debt.
Krishna da vrati svoj dug.
That's the actual story. That's why it's one of the richest temples in the
zato
world.
Because
everyone is helping Krishna pay back. So
to
one way of serving Krishna nicely in that temple is give
Lakshmi.
Give Lakshmi. And there's people who they make deals with the deity there. They say, my dear Lord, I'm going on this business adventure and I'm going to give you half of the profits. And they do it. Sometimes they make big money and they give half the money. And they pray to the Lord for... Of course we don't do that. We never pray to the Lord for material gain.
But they do that.
There's one man, he made a deal with Krishna, with the Lord. He said, my dear Lord, I want to make 1,000,000 rupees. And when I do, I will give you half. I promise. If you help me with this business deal. So he went out and worked hard, made his business, and he made a 500,000 rupees. And he didn't give anything to the Lord. So his friend said, well, I know you made a promise that you were going to give half to the Lord. He said, yes. I said, if I make 1,000,000 rupees, I would give him half. I made a 500,000, so he took his half already.
He already
took his half.
Pola milijuna rupija, to znači da je Krishna već si uzeo svoju polovicu.
So this attachment to wealth is really... So these two sons, Nalakuvera and Manigriva, they were sons of Kuvera, and they were sporting with some young girls in the Mandakini, which is the Ganga in the heavenly planets. And they were bathing naked with these ladies. Narada Muni comes along.
Narada
Muni bhajai vinara ki karamana nahame. Narada Muni bhajai vinara ki karamana nahame. He chants the holy names of the Lord. And he's singing. And he sees the scene. These two damn demigods. You know, jumping around like little children in the lake with these ladies. The ladies were intelligent. They immediately covered their bodies when they saw Narada. But these two demigods didn't. And then Narada said, oh, you want to run around naked? Then you should become trees. Because trees, they stand outside. Nobody puts a dhoti on a tree. Sari on a tree. No, the tree is standing there with no clothes on it. Let's give it a dhoti.
No.
So, but they prayed to Narada, and they were sorry. And Narada said, okay, you still have to stand at trees, but in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, and Krishna will liberate you. So Srila Prabhupada says in that story that the attachment to wealth is the greatest form of all attachments. More than fame, more than beauty, more than strength, more than having great knowledge, one who is attached to wealth, that is the hardest thing.
But
Krishna, by his mercy,
so
even devotees may be wealthy, but we have to use what Krishna gives us. Whatever wealth you have, take it to maintain yourself nicely and then offer the rest to Krishna in devotional service. And you know, when you give money to Krishna, this is not the idea, but Krishna always gives you more money so you can give him more.
Vam daje još više novaca,
he arranges to give you more so you can give him more.
Znači, on uredi stvari tako da dobijete
there's one
više,
devotee in Chaupati in Bombay. He's very wealthy. His name is Nathji.
On je jako bogat, Nathji se zove.
When he became a devotee, he joined our movement. He was a big businessman. And he says, now that I became a devotee, and he gives money regularly, he says, my business has increased. Eight times. I'm making eight times the profit I used to make when I first joined the movement. Of course, that's not our motivation, is to make more money.
But
if you want to become detached from the idea of enjoying wealth, then use it in Krishna service. Everything should be used in Krishna service.
Sve se treba koristiti including u Krišnoj službi.
Money or Lakshmi.
Uključujući any novac questions? Ili Lakshmi. Da li imate pitanja?
Keshi, laziness,
o
attachment
keshi,
to wealth.
O vijenosti, o vezanosti za bogatstvo.
Any quick questions?
Neka pitanja?
Okay. Could you hear me?
Da li me možete uopće čuti?
I can't. Hear me.
Ja ne mogu sebe čuti.
I can't hear so good because the speakers
ali
over
ne
there.
Čujem jako dobro zato što
okay,
su
I think we're time
daleko.
For the next
mislim da
class.
Sada
it's 11:30. Krishna Kshetra Prabhu is here.
Lekciju. Evo ga Krishna Kshetra Prabhu
okay.
Dobro.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry
Hvala
about
puno.
The rain.
Žao mi je zbog kiše.
I had nothing to do with it.
Nemam ništa s time.
Srila Prabhupada ki ja. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Go Premanandi.
Hare
Krishna.